deal 50-53. Ms. Baker.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 5053 is a bill you have not seen before. It's a blank appropriations bill. As we were looking at House Bill 5006, which was the commission's budget, our intent was to put the commission's budget and the other pieces of the children plan relating to Department of Human Services together in one vehicle, and we couldn't do that in the original House Bill 5006. So based on the budget that you would approve this afternoon, then we would amend House Bill 5053 to include, again, both the budget for the commission and then those pieces within Department of Human Services that relate to the children's plan. So I did not get a memo before you. You have worksheets. The first worksheet is a final wrap-up worksheet, and I'll walk through that with you. The second piece is the budget that you've already approved for the Commission on Children and Families. The third page is budget notes, and then on the back of that page there is a statement of expectations, and I'll talk about those in a little bit. And then I have a county distribution comparison chart attached to that. It's an estimate of all the pieces of the commission's budget, including the children's plan, compared to a number of different iterations. The view changes depending on what numbers you use, of course, so I'll walk through that with you as well. I'd like to start on the top spreadsheet, talk about what the proposed changes are, and then move into the other pieces as appropriate. So as you can see on the top spreadsheet, there is a subcommittee approved preliminary budget. That was action that you had taken earlier on House Bill 5006. The first line there is a negative $9.6 million. What has been negotiated with the governor's office relative to the children's plan, the Healthy Start rollout piece, is to slow down the rollout of Healthy Start home visitation programs. The governor's budget was funded assuming all counties for 24 months at 80% of the first verse in the state. The rollout plan that's been discussed would leave existing counties as is until February of 2002. Then all counties would come online, funded for home visitation for 70% of first verse, and then beginning January 2003, all counties would roll up to about 80% of first verse. So if you go back to the budget note page, the first budget note that's suggested there indicates what that rollout schedule is. Again, existing county programs at 60% through January 2002, February 2002, everybody gets in at 70% of first verse, and then beginning January 2003, all counties are at 80% of first verse. Now, the pricing for that rollout assumes $3.2 million in other funds that are part of those total program funds, because there is some federal Medicaid match. And there's a requirement that the commission report to the emergency board before January 2003, so before the 80% happened, come back to the emergency board and say, you know, how is the statewide rollout going? Are you achieving the federal funds match that you would achieve? There are two other suggested budget notes on the Healthy Start piece. The second one there talks about screening and services being voluntary, and talks about if people choose not to participate, then there's no adverse consequences, and that there will be disciplinary procedures in local programs for employees who violate the policy or the confidentiality laws. Basically, this is not any kind of policy shift by budget note. This is the way the existing programs are to be operating. Senate Bill 965, if it moves forward, basically does the same thing and reiterates all these things. So it's a budget note that expresses or confirms some policy approaches for the local program. And then the third piece of this, in connection with the next line item on the spreadsheet, there is money in this budget that adds staff in the commission for the Healthy Start rollout, but there was concern as we were discussing this that as the program moves from program startup statewide to an ongoing program, that there may be a need for fewer staff people, and that the commission is asked to look at that and come back to the 2003 legislature as part of its budget review. So those are the proposed budget notes related to the Healthy Start home visitation program.
Any questions?
Okay, back on the front sheet here, and I probably shouldn't have stapled this, it may have made it easier, but back on the front sheet, you can see the second line there talks about adding commission staff and costs for the statewide Healthy Start rollout, early childhood systems evaluation. There's 2.9 million, four positions, and 3.5 FTE. The 3.5 FTE is because we're assuming an October 1 start date. These would roll up into four full-time positions. The 2.9 million is not just the position funding, of course. It includes about 1.9 million for an evaluation of the Healthy Start program statewide and an evaluation of other pieces of the early childhood system. For example, the First Steps to Success program, family resource centers, how do those all fit into the early childhood system? The next item on the spreadsheet is 1.2 million. There's a number of pieces to this, but the theory here is that in addition to the statewide Healthy Start rollout, at the local level, we want to have a system for early identification, education, and support for parents and families. This would provide some grants to counties to help set up one-call referral points, would include funding for parent helplines and some community education and support dollars in addition to that. Okay, basically those are the pieces of the, quote, children's plan, unquote, that are in the commission's budget. Other actions that we are recommending would be to restore the family resource centers. These eight programs or eight sites were eliminated in the governor's budget to start with. This would restore them at $100,000 each. We would add funding for parents as teacher programs in the commission. This is $600,000. The intention would be that the three existing programs would be funded out of that money. So there were previously in Department of Education, they were funded as Together for Children projects. Senate Bill 965 would move that parents as teacher programs to the commission. What we are saying is that if 965 passes, these dollars then match up with Senate Bill 965. If Senate Bill 965 doesn't pass, still budgetarily there would be money in the commission for parents as teachers programs. There just wouldn't be a statutory framework. The three locations are Bend.
That doesn't surprise me.
Lane and Jackson.
No.
Shoots, Lane, and Jackson. I have it on one of my pieces of paper.
Why are we moving it from Department of Education to the Commission on Children and Families?
In the Department of Education statute for the Together for Children's program identified this as a program, and the three existing sites were funded as pilot programs to become a statewide program. That statute was put into place before the state commission was operating as it is operating now. And when we did our Senate Bill 555 program review this last biennium, one of the issues we identified was that that particular program, the Together for Children program, didn't necessarily need to be in Department of Education and, in fact, seemed to match up better with much of what the commission was doing. So, and I think other minds were thinking along the same lines as they were developing the governor's budget. So it's a very small piece of what Department of Education has been doing in their early childhood programs. It seems to fit better in the commission. This just moves funding so that the existing programs would be continued, at least for this current biennium.
Madam Chair.
Senator Yee.
So this is pre-kindergarten programs.
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, they're not pre-kindergarten programs in the sense of the big Oregon pre-kindergarten Head Start program. These are programs that help provide education for parents in child development and how to interact with the children. It's different than a pre-kindergarten program. These programs are for educating parents and having parents work with their children. It's not pre-kindergarten educational programs.
It's parent training.
Thank you. All right. The next line, then, increased capacity for existing relief nurseries. This proposal would provide some additional funding for the existing relief nurseries based on the need that they've already exhibited, basically, in terms of wait list for services. There's a proposed budget note that talks about the distribution of program funds for those existing relief nurseries, and that's on the last page of your handout. It talks about Eugene, Cottage Grove, Portland, Volunteers of America in Portland, Marion Polk, Roseburg and Bend, and the allocation of each for the 0103 biennium.
But that's their current level, correct? Because not the five, with the five.
This includes the 568,803.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So the total allocation for them. Oh, I'll have to go back and look at the numbers, but the,
no,
the
that's wrong, Steve. If you added this to these figures, then that would be the increased capacity.
The 568,803 is the amount of the increase. What the budget note addresses is the total distribution of funds, so including what was in the governor's budget, the $3 million already in the governor's budget, and the additional 568,803.
This is the continuing, and this is the expansion without this.
So the governor's budget funded $3,056,197. This adds 568,803 to that for a total of $3,125,000.
Madam
Senator,
what is food stamp program?
Yeah, then we need to recess.
The first step, the next line item on this, would eliminate part of the COLA for the First Steps program to fund it
if they gave us
at a $500,000 for the biennium.
Oh, no COLA.
Right, because a number of other programs, for example, the Parents as Teacher programs and the Family Resource Centers weren't getting any COLAs.
What does she say?
First Step is a violence prevention program that the commission contracts with the University of Oregon Institute for Domestic, or Institute for Violence Prevention, thank you. And they worked with local school districts to implement the programs in the early grades. It's a behavioral modification, may perhaps not be the right word, but it's a program that addresses behavior in the classroom, and parents or teachers are trained to help children in the classroom when the behavior occurs so that they're acting more appropriately.
Madam Chair? If I could just add, the First Step model also includes a playground component and a parent, a home-based component. So it actually addresses antisocial behavior on three levels, the home, the playground, and then the classroom.
Tracking statewide.
Okay, the next two lines on the spreadsheet then deal with our proposal to help consolidate some of the flexible funds or some of the general fund remaining in the commission's budget. The governor's budget eliminated about 56% of the juvenile services money. What we would propose to do would be to take the rest of that general fund money and $4 million in the youth investment program that over time has become general fund backfill to federal fund shortfalls, take that $8 million, a little over $8 million, and redirect that to primarily fund a flexible grant for 0 to 18, so that grant stream would be $8,357,000, and then add an additional $1,369 to the governor's proposal for the Great Start grant stream, so that commissions basically have two flexible general fund grant streams, the Great Start one that's in statute, and then a 0 to 18 flexible grant stream. So the idea is that by having a couple fewer grant streams to have to deal with, it will make it easier on both the state and local commissions in terms of tracking those funding dollars.
So, Madam Chair, you remove it from one grant stream and add it
to
another.
Right. Basically, we're taking general fund that's in their budget and restructuring how it goes out.
Madam Chair.
President Carlson.
Sheila, so this adds a little bit to the proposal that I saw earlier, but it's still around a 29% reduction from the current set of flexible funds. Is that correct?
Correct, and let me elaborate a little bit on both. What we were able to do at your initial work session, you saved $58,000 roughly in this budget in terms of internal savings, and we were able to redirect that to the grants, those flexible grants, so it is a little bit higher than I think was discussed at one point. The governor's budget reduced the general fund flexible grants to the counties by about 29%. This budget overall makes a similar reduction. So there is not a large restoration of the county flexible funding from general fund. The policy issue in the Oregon's Children's Plan and what's proposed to be supported in the budget here is that the flexible funding is reduced, but you get a statewide rollout of Healthy Start home visitation programs. And if you look on this county distribution spreadsheet, that will help identify how the change in funding mix may happen. And I would caution you that these are estimates in terms of the 0103 distribution. But what I've tried to portray here is what counties got in 9901 from the commission in terms of program dollars, flexible funding, and also then what came in from Department of Education and Health Division for Together for Children and Babies First. Compare that to what they would have expected to get under a current service level estimate if there would have been the normal roll-up in COLAs that budgetarily usually happen. And then on the third column showed what the legislative adopted budget recommendation that we're talking about today would do for those individual counties. The next column compares that legislative adopted budget recommendation to the 9901 allocation, so you can see that overall there's a $6.8 million increase in the money that would be going out through the commission to the counties. So that's a significant increase. It looks like less of an increase when you're comparing that to a current service level. Then it's only a $1.8 million increase in commission funding compared to current service level. Even though it's a $1.8 million overall increase, you can see at the individual county levels that there's a variation in the individual county impact, primarily depending on did they have a Healthy Start home visitation program before, did they not, what other kind of program components had been funded in the budget. Then, because from the initiation of the Oregon Children's Plan, what the governor's proposal considered, as well as the commission's funding streams, were the juvenile crime prevention monies that had been approved in 1999 and that rolled up at a higher level in 2001-03. I've added some columns on that display the county-by-county comparison if you include those juvenile crime prevention monies. So that is money that goes to the county level that can be used for 0 to 18 programs. And I showed the impact of that, both 9901, 0103 current service level, and then compared that to the legislative adopted budget recommendation we're talking about today, including the juvenile crime prevention dollars. So you can see overall how that affects the calculation. So the bottom line is, you know, it depends what numbers you're looking at and making comparisons to. If you look just at the county flexible funds that are coming in the commission's budget, it's about a 29% reduction from the 9901 level. Again, it's a redistribution of funds. Overall, there's more money in the system statewide. This presentation also doesn't include $11 million in mental health and alcohol and drug money that we will talk about in a little bit that's proposed for the DHS budget.
Madam Chair.
Representative Carlson.
Sure, if I could just ask, for example, on Marion County, since that's the county where I live, and you look at the juvenile crime prevention, which 2001-03 current service level is $6.88 million, and then legislatively adopted budget recommendation with JCP is 6.0. So I'm trying to figure out why it shows a $68,000 increase when it looks like actually it's going down in that column.
The column that's showing the $68,000 increase is compared to 9901. I didn't compare it to the total CSL because, frankly, I was running out of columns. And the CSL, or the juvenile crime prevention, is basically, let me say it a different way, the juvenile crime prevention funding was basically funded at CSL. It was a small reduction.
Right. So, Madam Chair, if I could just follow up.
Carlson.
So for the counties like Marion, and I think we did a little bit of a survey, and Multnomah, the larger counties, Washington, Deschutes, Jackson, and so forth, that are going from an 18-month program in this current biennium to 24-month program, it's actually a slight reduction for them even in the juvenile services money, I mean the juvenile crime prevention money. Is that, am I reading that accurately?
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Representative Carlson, I guess the way I would say it is that even though the dollars go up from 9901 overall, because of how those dollars are structured and the purposes for the juvenile crime prevention money, that the flexibility in the rest of the system is reduced because more of that money is committed to a certain purpose.
Okay, just one more follow-up, Madam Chair, because I just want to make sure. What this chart is saying is that to do with that the amount of money that's available in 0103 for juvenile crime prevention is a little over $6 million in Marion County. Is that correct? Is that
that's not just
or is that juvenile crime prevention and everything else?
It's juvenile crime prevention plus what's coming in from the commission.
All right, I see.
Right, I did not identify the juvenile crime prevention separately because those monies don't flow through this budget. I just included it for presentation purposes because that's been part of the larger discussion.
Okay, so that's your last follow-up. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I understand this. All right. So with everything rolled in together, the total package for Marion County is a little over $6 million, but the current service level, which includes the roll-up of juvenile crime prevention, is 6.8. So there is a slight, if you had room to add another column, there would be a reduction of about slightly under $800,000 to Marion County for the whole from current service level. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, Representative Carlson, yes. And if you look in the middle of the spreadsheet where it shows LAB rec to CSL. Again,
that's
because...
pretty close there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
So that's a 20.3% reduction.
Right. Now, Marion County, I will note, Marion County is kind of a difficult one
because
to look at because the Healthy Start... Right. The Healthy Start is combined.
And so they're actually a net zero if you take the two together. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, globally, yes. We would have to do a much more detailed breakdown of which programs had increases and decreases to look at it. But yes, Marion Polk and then I believe Sherman and Wasco that have combined Healthy Start and Healthy Start programs, it makes it much more difficult just to look at those individual numbers and analyze it. This is just for to give you a sense of the impact. I would not bank on the particular dollar amount in terms of being a precise number, but it does show the county impact or an estimated county impact of the decision to do the Healthy Start rollout statewide.
Any motion?
Okay. No, I need to talk to Sheila.
Let me work through the spreadsheet, okay. Please. We'll try that. The next issue is new, different, and additional money to the commission. There is an expected increase in child care and development fund money at the federal level earmarked for high-quality after-school child care. The recommendation is to put $2 million other funds expenditure limitation in this budget. The money would be transferred from the Employment Department to the commission. There is a proposed budget note that talks that would ask the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule the $2 million until that money is actually received and until the commission can come back to the emergency board and provide more detail on how those funds would be allocated or used at the county level. So that is the recommended actions on the State Commission on Children and Families budget. There are three pieces in Department of Human Services related to the Oregon's Children's Plan that would be included in House Bill 5053. The first would be to restore Babies First Services and the staff position that they had associated with that. The second would be to add a new position. This would be in the DHS director's office that would generate or look for opportunities to do some federal fund matching on things that are being done at the state and local level relative to the children's plan. So that the intention would be that next time when you look at a children's plan and those general fund allocations, that there would be federal funds match, more federal funds match attached to that. And then the last is $11 million in mental health, alcohol, and drug services related to the children's plan. You may remember in the Department of Human Services budget, there were two packages, $10.5 million in the Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs and $3.5 million in the Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division that were related to the children's plan. The structure now would be to put this money into the Office of Medical Assistance Programs, have it available for services that would follow the family, follow the child, rather than saying X amount for mental health or X amount for A&D services. It would allow the department to use its existing data systems to help track that and provide some data on who's being served and how much they're spending there. There are some budget notes and a statement of expectation relative to that at the bottom of the mental health, alcohol, and drug services budget notes. On the bottom of the budget notes page, it talks about the department working with the Association of Oregon Counties. There are seven counties, smaller counties in particular, where there's some concern about how those monies would be available for services. And so this would have the department work with the Association of Oregon Counties to help identify how that's going to happen and report back to the emergency board. And then there's a statement of expectation, back page on your information that talks about how DHS is to manage the funds, and that this $11 million is supposed to serve or expected to serve about 3,600 families overall.
I'm going to stand at ease for about 5 minutes so I can have a conversation.